If you're thinking of buying or selling a house in Vancouver, the question on your mind is probably, are house prices dropping in Vancouver? After all, Vancouver is known for its expensive real estate market, and any changes in the market can have a big impact on buyers and sellers. The good news is that there are signs that house prices are indeed dropping in Vancouver. Let's take a closer look at why this might be happening and what it means for buyers and sellers in the city. Vancouver has been one of the hottest real estate markets in Canada for years, with prices consistently rising year after year. However, recent data suggests that the market may be cooling off, with prices beginning to decline in some areas. Why are house prices dropping in Vancouver? There are several factors that could be contributing to the drop in house prices in Vancouver. One of the biggest factors is the implementation of new government regulations designed to cool off the housing market. For example, the B.C. government recently implemented a new tax on foreign buyers, which is designed to discourage overseas investment in the city's real estate market. This tax has already had a significant impact on the market, with many foreign buyers looking elsewhere to invest their money. Another factor contributing to the drop in house prices is the tightening of mortgage rules by the federal government. These new rules make it harder for buyers to qualify for a mortgage, which means that fewer people are able to afford to buy a home in Vancouver. Where are house prices dropping in Vancouver? While house prices are dropping across Vancouver, some areas are being hit harder than others. For example, some of the city's most expensive neighborhoods, such as West Vancouver and Shaughnessy, have seen the biggest drops in prices. Other areas that are experiencing drops in house prices include downtown Vancouver, East Vancouver, and Richmond. However, it's worth noting that even in these areas, prices are still high compared to many other cities in Canada. What does this mean for buyers and sellers in Vancouver? For buyers, the drop in house prices in Vancouver could be a welcome change. With prices coming down, it may be easier for some people to afford to buy a home in the city. However, it's worth noting that the market is still very competitive, and buyers will need to act fast to secure a property. For sellers, the drop in house prices could be a cause for concern. With prices coming down, it may be harder to sell a property for the desired price. However, it's worth noting that Vancouver is still a desirable place to live, and there will always be buyers looking for a home in the city. How long will this trend continue? It's difficult to say how long the drop in house prices will continue in Vancouver. Some experts believe that prices will continue to decline for the foreseeable future, while others believe that the market will stabilize soon. One thing that's clear is that the market is changing. In the past, Vancouver was known for its rapidly rising house prices, but now it seems that the market is becoming more balanced. This could be good news for buyers who have been priced out of the market in the past. What should buyers and sellers do in this market? If you're a buyer in the current market, it's important to act quickly when you find a property you like. The market may be cooling off, but there is still a lot of competition for homes in Vancouver. Working with a real estate agent who knows the market well can help you make the right decisions and find a property that meets your needs. If you're a seller in the current market, it's important to price your property correctly in order to attract buyers. While prices are coming down, it's still important to be realistic about the value of your property. A real estate agent can help you understand the market and price your property appropriately. Other factors to consider. While the new government regulations and tighter mortgage rules are likely contributing to the drop in house prices in Vancouver, there are other factors to consider as well. For example, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on the economy, which could be affecting the real estate market as well. It's also worth noting that Vancouver is still a desirable place to live, and there will always be a demand for housing in the city. While the market may be changing, it's unlikely that house prices will drop significantly in the long term. Conclusion. In conclusion, it seems that house prices are indeed dropping in Vancouver. While this may be good news for buyers, sellers may need to adjust their expectations in order to sell their property in the current market. Whether you're buying or selling, it's important to work with a trusted real estate agent who can help you navigate the complexities of the Vancouver real estate market. Overall, it seems that house prices are indeed dropping in Vancouver. While this may be a cause for concern for some sellers, it could be good news for buyers who have been priced out of the market in the past. Working with a trusted real estate agent can help you navigate the complexities of the Vancouver real estate market and find the right property for your needs. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing. The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.